yourself?
I'm well. How was the trip back?
I wasn't there.
Oh, Kirk, yeah. Oh, sorry.
I never noticed. You guys all look the same. You guys all look the same, anyway.
We're going to look at Slater and see. It'll be a game time decision. He felt pretty good today, but we'll make an assessment here in warm up and see whether it'll be Slater or Cormier, and we'll go from there. Bufflin is, he's probably not day to day. He's probably more like a week, and then we'll go from there. You know, so he's a proud new father too. So it's good for him. We're all happy, a lot of joy in all our lives. There's little on little. Little is, he's probably more than day to day as well. It's just until he starts practicing with us and kind of gets going a bit. He's on the ice a bit today and never got the report how he was, but it's slow going, and we've just got to, I don't have him, so I don't try not to think too much about what I don't have.
How long has he been skating?
A couple of days, I think, but it's not great. He's in trouble pushing things off and stuff, so he's got a little bit of trouble with that.
Why didn't you put him on the IR?
You know what? I don't. I'm not quite sure there. I don't. There's not enough room in the melon for extra stuff there. So I don't ask. I don't ask any questions that I don't need to worry about.
Or Randy Jones.
Randy Jones is close. He won't be a player tonight, but he's getting close. I think he skated today, and he's been quite a bit better, so we'll see how he holds up. But he's close. He might be a player for Saturday. I got to check with the staff on that. He'd have a chance to practice with us, but I'm not sure yet.
Is Meech still skating on his own too?
Meech is quite a bit better as well. So he's, I don't know how far away he is, but he's quite a bit better. I'd have to talk to management about those things. I wouldn't want to, ruin his existence, so I won't comment on that. I like Derek, I like Michi, and see where it lands when we're ready. We'll cross that bridge then.
But Slater isn't able to go. He's been handling some of the face-offs a little out. Who do you turn to more so? Does it become more so by committee?
Pretty much. I mean, Burmistrov's been good of late, and so he's a guy we would look at potentially, but it's hard to say. Jimmy seems to be pretty reliable. We miss the right-hand shot face-off in Little all the time. We have Stapleton there that does take face-offs. We've had a hard time in Colorado. We had a heck of a time on the one dot where we were required to put our right-hand shot guy there, and we didn't really, I put Wellwood in there, tried that, and Stapleton and Slater, and we really had a hard time. We lost a lot of face-offs on the one dot, so we'll just see how it goes. I'd like to see Mietinen maybe take some there. He has taken some before, so we'll see how it goes with face-offs. Other than that, we'll just have to plan to forecheck off face-offs if we keep losing them. Well, I watched them play last night against Chicago, and I know they're undefeated with their new coach, and they're playing obviously a pretty happy group right now, 3-0-1 under Darryl, and they got some size to them. When I watched them play, they got size, they play with weight, they jump their defensemen, they're playing pretty good. They played a patient game in Toronto, in Chicago. They got a goal, then they got up 2-0 and pretty much locked it down. So they won't be any easy. This won't be easy game for us. We do realize that this is their third and four nights, and we're going to have to find a way to make them work. But if they've got the puck, we'll be doing most of the work trying to get it off. And handling their weight's going to be an issue. We're going to have to figure out a way to handle their weight and handle Kopitar and Richards as well. That's going to be a challenge. Do we start with the puck? So there'll be some challenges, but what I'm really happy about is that our team has managed to face these challenges regardless of who's in the lineup. And, I think that we're excited to play, excited to be home again. And now that we're on the line or eighth place, we'd like to stay there and remain up there. So our group is feeling pretty good about itself, especially after a road win, because we knew our road record. And so it should be a good game.
Do you
you play any different or approach any different, speaking with the weight and the size that they have? Do you expect anything like that?
You know, we're not going to do things a lot differently, but there's some areas that we covered this morning in a video session with the players, just a Colorado kind of post-review type thing that pertains to handling this LA team and what we'd like to do and what we have to do in regards to their team and how we need to get the puck back. And so we did review some things that I'm hoping will be helpful, so we'll see if that works or not. No guarantees, but not a whole lot of changes, kind of hammering stuff home that we've had some success of late doing, so we'll try to. Well, there's a couple of things, you know. When, first of all, Mason gives us no reason to not continue to play him. That's the first thing. He's played well in the games. You know, his numbers are good. He, you know, I don't ever want to get him not playing for a long time. If it gets into the 10-day range, that's not good for me. You know, he's got to try to stay sharp. I've got to try to help him stay sharp. So that's one area. The other area is just that it's starting to get long, you know. Like if Pavlik continues to play the way he plays, when would you ever take him out? He'd end up playing him 82 games. You could never justify taking him out. So you have to manage the minutes, because we're going on a road trip here where we're going to play 3 and 4 nights in Toronto, Montreal, Boston, I believe, is the other one. So I got to get Mason playing before he starts to play there. Otherwise, he's into 2 weeks. He's into a little more time than that. So I don't want to get into that. So that's some of the logic that goes into it. And I'm always in contact with Wade Flaherty.
What kind of report did you get on Cormier?
Well, I talked to Keith when Keith was here. They had a Christmas break, so I talked to him extensively about a lot of players, Cormier being one of them. And he liked them. He was strong on faceoffs. He was strong in his play, reliable player. And both him and the Craig Heisinger and Chevy had felt that he would be the guy that would merit coming up here. So he was just he plays with energy and he's reliable. And to me, when you're a young player coming up, or any player coming to the National Hockey League, your minutes are going to be based on trust. And if we can't trust people coming up, and for example, a guy who only wants to be an offensive guy and he gives up scoring chances, you're going to get 3 minutes, and that's pretty much what you'll get. So. You know, he has that trust already. He's played here at the beginning, and I like his game. He's a reliable guy. I can put him in any situation and trust that he'll do the best he can, and he knows what he's doing.
What's your defensive core like without Buffalo in there? Is it the identity change much?
You know what? I mean, you got to give credit to, you know, a guy like Mark Flood that comes in. I mean, you know, he's not going to be a Dustin Byfuglien, but you know, our whole group picks up and helps out, and I thought that we moved the puck well. I don't, you know, Buff's a special player. He does some special things that, you know, that make him a good player for us, but we don't replace him. But Mark Flood is a guy that comes in, and I thought he played a real good game in Denver, and our defense core doesn't really miss a beat, you know. I mean, where you'd really notice missing Buff would be in the shots. And when you're getting 6 shots and 12 shots a game, you know, your shot totals are down from 30 to 22, and you're wondering why. Well, he gets the majority of them, and he's got a heavy shot. You know, the other thing, too, is that if he gets 6-7 shots a game, it's not only his shot, it's a secondary shot that gives you scoring chances. So you're missing more than just his 5 or 6 shots. So there you miss a lot of things. The other thing that Buff does real well, besides the way he plays, is he can really handle other people's weight. So, like, he can handle guys like Stahl and guys like Kopitar and those guys, Richards. He can separate those guys off the puck. So you really miss that. We have other guys that can do it also, but I'm not sure that they do it as well and as consistently as he does. Well, I'm not planning any celebration. I'm just going to rest. We have a day off the next day. But the New Year's game around here is pretty big. In the past, even in the American League, they always had a New Year's game here, so it's pretty popular in the city. And I don't know what the players have planned. I know I have no plans. I won't be doing much of anything. We would like to celebrate by winning the game. I can tell you that much. That would be one thing we'd like to do. Buff's baby girl is name. Her name is Kira. Kira Ray. I think it's K-I-R-A. R-A-E, I think, is her name. And she was born around 6 o'clock, I think it was. And she was 7 pounds, 1 ounce, I think she was. So, and everything went good. He was good today, and he worked out, was real good.
You saw him, he was at the rink?
He was at the rink, yep. I didn't see the new one.
Cigar?
No cigar.
Is he terrified he had a little girl, Coach?
If he isn't now, he will be, trust me. It just comes with parenting. Okay, thanks guys, have a good day.